Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past. Featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus and the Hardball Times. You can find the show's Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find my personal Twitter at Stace Scotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. So the Yankees recovered from the Field of Dreams game to win the final two games in Chicago. We'll have recaps of both games. The bullpen made those games exciting. Actually, I don't know if exciting is the right word. Maybe anxiety-inducing? Yeah, we'll go with that. I'll preview Monday night's matchup against the Angels. That's a makeup game and more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So just so you know, that is probably the last time you'll hear that intro because I am going to record my first video podcast and that will go up for tomorrow's show. And then from now on, it's going to be audio video. So you can watch me on YouTube if you choose, or you can keep listening to me on whatever podcast platform you listen to me on. Does that sentence make sense? I don't know. It's Monday. So as I said at the jump, the Yankees took 2 out of 3 against Chicago, and considering how the Field of Dreams game went for the Yankees, that's pretty impressive. And I have to say, Ryan Rucco wrote a tweet about the Yankees' resiliency. And he has a point. I'm going to read it verbatim because I don't want to screw it up. Okay. The Yankees have shown a ton of mettle this season, bouncing back from gut punch losses, winning that series in Chicago after what happened Thursday night, another example. He's right. Any other team would just roll over after that loss to the Astros when they were up 7-2 and then everything fell apart. Those two losses against Boston, that's the one series they've lost in their last 11 series. The game against the Angels in June that I had the pleasure of sitting through. And when I say pleasure, I mean the exact opposite. The game against the Mets, July 4th, I believe that was the game. They blew that game. There have been so many losses like that lately, and they just come back for more. And this team is doing this without Gerrit Cole, without Jordan Montgomery, without Anthony Rizzo, without Gary Sanchez. It's just unbelievable what this team has been able to do the last couple of weeks. It seems a new person is getting sick with COVID, and it's almost similar to 2019 and the next man up mentality, which they're talking about. They talk about that in their post-game interviews and stuff. But it's just amazing to me what this team is doing right now. And sure, they're still in third place. They're still behind the Red Sox. They're still behind the Rays, but they're right in it. They are right in there in the AL East. They're not even that far back from the Rays right now. It's only 5 games, right? Or five, let's see. I'm going to get this. I would like to get this exactly right because I don't want people yelling at me for getting it wrong. 5.5 games back. They're 3 behind the Red Sox. And they play the Red Sox in 3 games. Tuesday's a doubleheader. Wednesday's a single game. There's a helicopter over my house. Are they coming to get me? I hope not. Anyway, the other thing that is amazing to me about how the Yankees are doing lately, and this has to do with the crosstown team, because maybe like 2-3 weeks ago, Mets fans were crowing about how much better the Mets are than the Yankees. And now the Yankees have 6 more wins than the Mets. The Mets are in third place in the NL East. They just got swept by the Dodgers. And the people at Citi Field had the absolute nerve to start chanting Yankee suck while they were losing 9-4 to the Dodgers. Yeah, that's all I'll say about that. Because at this point, you know, the Yankees could fall off a cliff and not make the playoffs. It's possible. But right now, I'm laughing at their fortune because they never learn. They never, ever, ever learn. They're like Jet fans who get excited about the Jets winning the first game of the season and thinking, this is going to be our year. Guys, it's been more than 50 years since it's been your year. Just, it's, no. It's not happening. I hate to tell you that, but it's not. It's like that, was it a Family Guy clip where they're at a Mets game? And it's, you know, welcome to the first game of the season. And then a home run's hit and it's like, the season's over. It's kind of like what it is with the Jets. No offense to my Jet Yankee fans, but you know what I'm talking about. You all know it deep down. You know that you can't get excited, but you have to try and be excited. You have to try and be positive because they're your team. But they let you down year after year. And it's so funny because Yankee fans are starting to act like that in a way because, my God, they haven't won a World Series since 09. They haven't been in the World Series since 09. They're horrible. How could they do this to us? Give me a break. I've gone through worse droughts. Just suck it up. What was the point of that meandering rant that I just went into? Oh, my point. The Yankees are doing well. Even though people are acting as if they're not doing well, which is really strange to me. It's as if they're quietly doing well and people aren't realizing it. Because I knew that they were winning series, but I didn't realize it was 10 out of 11. Again, considering everything they've gone through the past month, that's amazing and scary for the rest of the AL if they're doing this not at full strength. In a moment, I will recap both games in Chicago. We'll also do a preview of tonight's matchup against the Angels in segment 3. But first, did you know 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. Your name, your stakes, winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You are in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it was meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, sign up for free, and right now you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. Again, stathero.com/lockedon. So let's discuss the games in Chicago because, woo, they were, whew. I don't know what the Yankees are doing to us, guys. I really don't. I think they're trying to kill us. They're at least trying to kill me. I don't know about you guys, but maybe they're trying to kill me. Oh, Saturday. I mean, just every time I think of the game on Saturday and what actually happened, it was another slugfest between the teams. It ended up being 7-5. It ended up being extremely scary because Zach Britton, before the game on Saturday, it came out that Zach Britton went to Aaron Boone and said, don't put me in those situations, like the situation he put him in the Field of Dreams game. I'm not up to it. He basically admitted, don't put me in there. I can't do it. Just don't. And what does Aaron Boone do on Saturday? Yeah. Puts him in a save situation in the bottom of the 10th with the Yankees clinging to a three-run lead. And I say clinging just because of the way the White Sox can get guys on base, turn on a ball, and win a game, like they did on Thursday. And Zach Britton had issues because he told Aaron Boone not to do that to him, and Aaron Boone did it anyway. Now, part of the problem is Aaron Boone didn't really have a choice at that point, but he always, he kind of mismanaged the game earlier. But then again, this is the bad thing about Saturday. He was in a lose-lose situation. The sixth inning, he brings in Loaisiga, bottom of the sixth. There's one out, bases loaded. Would I have wanted to see Zach Britton in that situation? No. But I didn't want to see Loaisiga there either. Loaisiga should be the one who's closing in place of Chapman. No Chad Green, no Zach Britton. Loaisiga, put Loaisiga in there. Why is he not that option right now? I don't understand. So Boone puts Britton into this situation in the bottom of the 10th, and he nearly blows it. It's unbelievable to me. He walked two guys, let in a run, gave up a hit, pitched one-third of an inning, and then they had to bring Albert Abreu in this situation for the first time in his life. Thankfully, he got out of it. And the Yankees got out of that day with a win. They were okay. But I don't know. I get it. They don't have Clay Holmes because he's on the COVID list. He should be coming back. Boone is running Lucas Leckie into the ground. We'll get more into that when we talk about Sunday's game. He's basically Scott Proctoring Lucas Leckie at this point. And if you're an older Yankee fan, you know what I'm talking about there. Now, on the offensive side, we had some big performances there. LeMahieu hit two doubles, Gardner hit a triple, Gallo had two home runs, Judge had another home run. They were 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position, which is a better percentage than usual, although they did leave 7 on base. Gardner was the biggest culprit, leaving 5 on base all by himself, but, you know, 1-for-5 with that triple. Judge was 3-for-4. He drove in 4 runs. He had a good game. Gallo was 2-for-4, drove in 3. They accounted for all the runs, knocking in all the runs. That's what I meant. LeMahieu scored twice, Gardner once, Judge scored 3 times. Oh no, that's hits. What am I looking at? Sorry, wrong column. It's Monday. DJ once, Gardner twice, Judge twice, Gallo twice. The bottom of the lineup, not great. But hey, if the top of the lineup is doing that, if Joey Gallo and Aaron Judge want to perform like that all the time, hey, have at it. Have fun. Jameson Taillon's start was iffy. Gave up 3 runs on 7 hits in 5 innings. Walked a batter, struck out 4. Gave up a home run. Gave up a home run to Luis Robert. So, you know, he kind of regressed a little bit there, but what are you going to do? He's been pitching his butt off for the past month, so I'll give him that. And the Yankees won. Then on Sunday, the Yankees actually opened up to a nice 3-0 lead in the second inning. Good for them. No, that was actually, it was nice and relaxing. And oh, can we talk about the fact that the Yankees basically beat up on White Sox pitching most of the weekend? They victimized Hendricks more than once, Kimbrel, Dylan Cease, Lucas Giolito, even Lance Lynn. I mean, you know, Judge hit the home run off him. So the Yankees can perform against pitching that is considered good by the rest of the baseball. So that was nice to see. And on Sunday, Giolito only pitched 4 innings, and the Yankees drove his pitch count way up. He had 101 pitches in those 4 innings. He gave up 3 runs, 2 earned on 6 hits. No, he struck out 8, so he did settle down a bit. And he gave up a home run to, Odor. I'm losing my voice as I'm recording this. This is fun. Luke Voit hit a very big home run in the 9th inning. It became a big home run because the 9th inning, again, got scary because of the Yankees' bullpen. Because of Lucas Leckie. And as I said, he is becoming Scott Proctor Boone is pitching him too much. And I know that Boone has limited options because Chapman's out, Clay Holmes is out. I don't think Green could pitch yesterday, although he did put Loaisiga in. I don't know. The order wasn't right. And then let's talk about Nestor Cortez. He got his first win and he pitched wonderfully. One run on 7 hits. It was a home run. That's fine. I mean, what are you going to do? He gave up a home run to Vaughn, Andrew Vaughn. But otherwise, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, and 6 innings? That was amazing. He is the MVP for the Yankees right now. He really is. He has come in, stepped up, has done what the Yankees have needed him to do. And lasting 6 innings, he's building up his strength and his performance, and he's lasting longer in his outings. So he is a big key to why the Yankees are doing so well lately. And I love it. Now, offensively, the Yankees were 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. That is atrocious. They left 14 on base. Yeah, not great. Luke Voit was 3-for-5. Odor was 2-for-5. They're the two that hit the home runs yesterday. Gardner had a double. Stanton had a double. But the runners in scoring position, holy cow. And runners in scoring position, the runners left in scoring position with 2 outs. LeMahieu, Stanton, Higashioka did that twice. Gallo 3 times. Judge, Wade. So, yeah, there was a lot of not hitting in certain situations. But the Yankees won. They won the series. They defeated the White Sox 5 out of 6 games this season. Not too shabby. In a moment, we'll preview tonight's matchup against the Angels, and I'll have any injury updates that you need to know about, specifically guys who made rehab appearances or may not have made rehab appearances when they were supposed to. But first, Built Bar. Did you know Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there's something for everyone? And when you talk to someone who loves Built Bar, like me, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. Here are all the flavors for you to check out, and I suggest you do. Coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. My favorite is mint brownie. I say it all the time. It's really good. And if you haven't tried all the Built Bar flavors, you can get a mixed box where you get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Try them out, figure out what you like the best, and just keep ordering them. They're high in protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and they're just so delicious. Go to built.com and use our promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. I really suggest the mixed box. You just try everything, have your family try everything, and when you all figure out what you like the best, just order them. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. That's right, baseball is heading into playoff run time. It's mid-August, so things are setting up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Tonight is a makeup game for the Angels and Yankees. Angels are in for 1, and then they leave, and then the Yankees get to play the Red Sox in 3 games in 2 days. That should be an adventure for all involved. But right now we're talking about the Angels against the Yankees. So for the Angels, Jose Suarez is starting the game. Overall, he's 5-5 with a 3.90 ERA in 55 1/3 innings. He has 49 strikeouts. He has a 5.13 ERA in his last 7 games. 6 of them have been starts. He's 3-4. That's in 33 1/3 innings. He's given up 19 earned runs on 30 hits. He's walked 12, struck out 28. In his last start against Toronto on the 10th, he pitched 5 1/3, gave up 4 runs on 7 hits with a walk and 2 strikeouts. He picked up the loss. In his previous start to that game against Texas, he lasted 5 2/3, gave up 3 runs on 6 hits with 1 walk and 6 strikeouts, but he picked up the win. As for the Yankees, Gerrit Cole is back from the COVID list. Hallelujah. Now, in his last seven games, Gerrit Cole is 2-3 with a 4.87 ERA. That's 40 and two-third innings. He's given up 22 earned runs on 37 hits. He has 16 walks to 59 strikeouts. So the strikeouts are still there, but he's been iffy. His last start was against Tampa. He lasted 5 1/3, gave up 7 earned runs on 6 hits with 2 walks and 10 strikeouts. That's that pitching line that I was laughing at because it was just such an odd one. So we'll see what happens tonight, see how he comes back from having COVID. Overall, he's 10-6 with a 3.11 ERA on the year. So that game will be on YES and apparently on MLB Network. I guess if you don't have YES and you're one of those Yankee fans that doesn't live in the New York area, you'll be able to see this game on MLB Network. Gary Sanchez played with the Somerset Patriots yesterday, and it looks like he'll be back in time for the Red Sox on Tuesday. That'll be good. Poor Kyle Higashioka has been just played out, and I think he needs a break. So yeah, this will be a good thing for Sanchez to come back. Clint Frazier was with Somerset this weekend, and he got a hit on Saturday, but then he was a late scratch for Sunday, and nothing has been heard about it since. Slightly worried because Mike Ashmore tweeted 17 hours ago, it is 2:02 p.m. right now, spoke to Somerset manager Julio Mascara after the game and asked if he could tell me anything about Clint Frazier being scratched from the lineup today. Mascara's answer was nope. So that doesn't bode well, I don't think, for Clint Frazier, and sounds kind of scary. So we'll see what's happening with him. Luis Severino was scratched the other night. He wasn't feeling right in his surgically repaired arm. He's having an MRI today. There's no news about that MRI yet. It's now 2:05 p.m., so that'll probably happen after I publish this episode. I guess maybe we'll find out pregame. So yeah, there's good stuff happening with Yankees coming back. Oh, and Jordan Montgomery also, he will be back. I believe he should be starting Tuesday. I think that's what Boone said. Let me just double check that on the schedule. All right, Heel is pitching the first game in the afternoon. And so I guess that means Montgomery. Yep, Montgomery will be pitching the 7:05 game. It's a split doubleheader, but I'll have a full preview of those two games for you on tomorrow's episode. Again, tomorrow's episode is going to be audio video. So if you want to see my face, I mean, you know, it's your eyesight. I'm not exactly Medusa, so I won't turn you to stone, but you know, you have a choice. But if you want to see the podcast on video, go to YouTube, look up Locked On Yankees and subscribe. So to recap, the Yankees win the series in Chicago 2 out of 3. They win the season series 5 out of 6. The Yankees bullpen makes things interesting for everyone. Guys are coming back. The Yankees are still rolling along, even though they keep getting punched in the face repeatedly. And down the stretch, this could be a very interesting last few weeks for the Yankees in the regular season. For now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Bets. Betting on the Yankees doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.